This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Once again, gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
Trying to answer you
the
now.
The American people deserve a straight answer, and if you haven't figured it out yet, the straight answer is they are going to pack the Supreme Court.
Two debates now in a row where neither Vice President Biden nor Senator Harris would answer that question.
Harris wouldn't answer the question about the court packing, and that's significant, and Biden and Harris should answer it.
I have been supporting Biden and Harris up until this point. He refused to answer the question about packing the court. I was really disappointed with that.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Joe Biden will not end fracking. He has been very clear about that.
All right, let's go to the videotape.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, it would make sure it's eliminated.
He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cut.
All right, let's go to the videotape.
If you elect me, I'm not going to have your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
I was elected the first woman of color and black woman to be elected attorney general of the state of California.
Let's go to the videotape.
You ain't black.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, and President Trump is going to be on the Rush Limbaugh Show tomorrow for a virtual rally. The details still are rather sketchy. They're not saying if Rush is going to be there too, or President Trump is going to be hosting it by himself, or whether he's going to be there for the whole 3 hours or just a couple hours, if they're going to be any guests. We're keeping an eye on it, but so far nothing much new has come out other than what we heard on the Rush Limbaugh Show today. Anyway, President Trump is saying he's not going to take part in the so-called town hall debate in Miami on next week, because it's not going to be a town hall debate. It's going to be a virtual debate. And so, again, that would just enable Joe to just stay in the basement and take his cues from his handlers, the guys in the white coats. Anyway, there was a debate yesterday in the Seacoast District of New Hampshire, the first congressional district, where Matt Maurer, the Republican candidate, is taking on the incumbent, the first-term incumbent, Chris Pappas. And this is, again, one of these situations where the Democrats don't want a lot of debates. They would only agree to a debate on New Hampshire Public Radio, I believe. And we wanted to check in with Matt Maurer and see how it went. Matt, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
What happened yesterday in the debate?
Well, look, Chris Pappas was unable and unwilling to defend his record. And let me tell you what his record includes. It includes supporting an income tax here in New Hampshire. You know, as you know, we're an income tax and a sales tax-free state. Yeah, when Chris Pappas launched his political career 20 years ago, he supported an income tax. He wasn't able to defend the fact that now in Washington, D.C., he's the sponsor of a bill that would increase the payroll tax by 20%. So get this, we're trying to build the economy back. We've got Governor Sununu here, who I'm going to actually be with in a few minutes here, who's building the economy back, and we're down to 5.1% unemployment.
Wow.
And yet Chris Pappas wants to increase payroll taxes by 20%. Not only that, he still wants to repeal the tax cuts from a couple years ago that would have the standard deduction that most middle-class families use and would eliminate the child tax care credit that was included as part of it, too. It's lunacy, Howie. It really is what they're trying to push down there. The other thing he couldn't defend was the fact that he staked out a position so radical that undermines our law enforcement, that Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan, our two Democratic senators, as well as the leaders of the NAACP here in New Hampshire, oppose his position on this, not to mention New Hampshire's law enforcement. So that's how out in left field Chris Pappas is, and it's the reason we feel really good with 26 days to go that we're going to win this election.
So he has signed on to legislation down in Washington that would hamstring the police so bad that even the two far-left Democrat senators in New Hampshire are opposed to it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, I mean, you know, and not to mention, of course, New Hampshire's law enforcement. So, you know, Chris Pappas 2 years ago was endorsed by a number of police unions, including the two police unions from his home city where he lives in Manchester. Well, because of his vote, because he undermined these folks, his home city's union, the largest city in our state and in our district, endorsed my campaign. That's how out of touch he is, and he continues to undermine them. And so I asked him point blank about why he voted that way. He didn't give a good answer. In fact, the only answer he's given when he's been asked, he was asked by New Hampshire law enforcement, because honestly, so he would strip away qualified immunity, right? Qualified immunity protects our law enforcement from frivolous lawsuits
right.
launched by criminals they try to arrest to keep protection to allow them to do their job. He voted to strip that away. It led to the largest number of resignations of cops in our country's history if that went through. When law enforcement called him and said, Congressman, how could you do this? How could you undermine us? You know what his answer was? He said, my party leadership needed my vote, and I didn't think the bill would become law anyway. In other words,
wow, what a cynic. Yeah, a total cynic. How about the income tax? Now, I assume this debate was before Mike Pence took Kamala Harris down and proved what a duplicitous person she and Joe Biden both are, claiming that they're not going to raise taxes on the middle class, but they really are. This was before that, right? When you talked to him, did he make the same argument? We're only going to raise taxes go ahead. What did he say?
Oh, yeah, no, he says he only wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. But what he doesn't understand or is lying about, now I'm just going to say he's lying about because he really is. He's not a dumb guy. This guy went to Harvard, right? He's not dumb. But he is willing to mislead to get reelected. And what he tries to say is that he doesn't want to raise taxes on the middle-income families. Yeah, if you get rid of the tax cuts from 2 years ago, that's exactly what you do. Most middle-class families take the standard deduction. The bill 2 years ago doubled the standard deduction. Chris Pappas, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and Kamala all want to have the standard deduction, which would essentially double the income tax that a lot of middle-class families are paying.
So where can people go if they want to learn more about your campaign, Matt Maurers?
Well, folks can go to mattmaurers.com. That's MattMaurers.com. We'd love to have folks support. You know, we've got a tremendous grassroots organization. You know, whether folks want to get involved in supporting the campaign financially or helping us knock on doors, we're knocking on tens of thousands of doors a week. We feel great about the campaign, but it's going to take a whole army to do it. So folks can go to mattmaurers.com.
And he's got a big infusion of cash coming his way from Nancy Pelosi, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And we argued about that, too. You know, he on one hand, he was trying to decry corporate profits. At one point, he said, oh, there's record corporate profits. So my question to him was, if you're so upset about record corporate profits, why are you willing to let them use those record profits to prop up the super PAC that's going to fund his campaign? Which is exactly what's happening. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi is about ready to spend $1.5 million of special interest dark money. All the stuff they claim they hate is coming here to New Hampshire to prop up Chris Pappas' campaign because he can't defend his record of supporting an income tax and undermining law enforcement.
Record corporate profits he's opposed to. Didn't he run 2 years ago as a small businessman? He's just one of you, one of us, right? Now he's fighting corporations.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, Chris Pappas is willing to be anyone you want him to be to get elected. And so right now that means he has to run against companies and corporations. And then at the other time, he wants to try to say that he's supporting small businesses. Well, I got to tell you, actually, just today, I was endorsed by two prominent small business owners here in New Hampshire who endorsed Chris Pappas last year. And in fact, they support Senator Shaheen in this year's election, and yet they've endorsed my campaign. And the reason they did is because, in their words, not mine, Chris Pappas lied to them. He took them to the corner of a restaurant 2 years ago, looked them in the eye to get their donation and their votes, and he lied to them. And so they're ticked off. I don't blame them. And they're supporting our campaign, and we're happy to have them.
Okay. Matt Mowers, thanks for being with us. Give everybody your web address one more time if they want to get involved in the campaign in Seacoast District 1 in New Hampshire.
Great. Thanks, Howard. Yes, mattmowers.com. So MattMowers.com. Love to have folks get involved, and appreciate you having me on, Howie.
Thank you. That's Matt Mowers. He's got a good chance. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, was in Portsmouth last weekend. We ran into him, Grace and I, after we did our remote at Toyota Portsmouth. And McCarthy said, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think Matt could win. So it's a very important race. And if Pelosi loses the majority, she probably will retire. That would be great news for everybody in the United States of America. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets are on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or the oil price war abroad, you need to be diversified always, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you haven't taken advantage yet of their no-obligation guide, it's still not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950, sending warm thoughts to all the cars after Mr. Gooner's passing. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains, try Genesis 950. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors from the carpet and padding. Order direct at genesis950.com, put in code word Howie, and get free shipping and a free spray bottle with a one-gallon purchase of Genesis 950. It's a great product. You'll really get some use out of it. That's a $10 savings with the code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be a second presidential debate next week?
I'm going to say no.
68% say no.
68%. Okay. 844-500-4242. It's an amazing story in the New York Times. I can't believe it. The headline sums it up. Venezuela, once an oil giant, reaches the end of an era. And there are no rigs searching for oil in Venezuela. Wells that once tapped the world's largest crude reserves are abandoned or left to flare toxic gases that cast an orange glow over depressed oil towns. Refineries that once processed oil for export are rusting hulks, leaking crude that blackens shorelines and coats the water in an oily sheen. At gas stations, lines go on for miles. Venezuela's colossal oil sector, which shaped the country and the international energy market for a century, has come to a near halt, with production reduced to a trickle by years of gross mismanagement and American sanctions. There's a missing word, though, in this story. Out of 1,563 words that they put together for this story, and it's pretty well reported. They got people all over the place. They don't mention one word. You know what the word is? Socialism. Socialism. They don't want to admit that production is at its lowest ebb in a century and that the country is destitute. One-fifth of the population has fled to other countries. It's all fallen apart because of socialism, and the New York Times can't bring themselves to mention it. Tens of thousands of the bankrupt state oil company, PDVSA, have been reduced to dismantling oil facilities for scrap metal and selling their distinctive coveralls emblazoned with the company logo to make ends meet. Things started going downhill when a former paratrooper, Hugo Chavez, appeared on the national stage promising a revolution that would put... What kind of revolution was it, New York Times? It was just a revolution, not a socialist revolution, not a communist revolution, that would put Venezuela's oil to work for its poor majority. He captivated the nation. Are they still captivated, New York Times, now that they're destitute and one-fifth of them have fled the country? Mr. Chavez commandeered the country's respected state oil company for his radical development program. What kind of radicalism was it, New York Times? He fired nearly 20,000 oil professionals, nationalized foreign-owned oil assets, and allowed allies to plunder the oil revenues. You like that word, allies? Allies. If it had been Donald Trump who did that, they would have called them cronies. They would have called them gangsters. But because Hugo Chavez is one of their deities, they called them allies, his allies. Mr. Madero, the successor to Hugo Chavez, now that he's dead and he is roasting on a spit in hell, Mr. Maduro's retreat from oil has left the shrinking Venezuelan economy comparable to that of the Democrat Republic of Congo. The Congo. Venezuela used to be the richest country in South America, and now after the revolution, the unnamed revolution, the radicals, don't know what kind of radicals, but now the country is as poor as sub-Saharan Africa. More than 5 million Venezuelans, or 1 in 6 residents, have fled the country since 2015. The country now has the largest poverty rate in Latin America, overtaking Haiti this year. This is from the New York Times. But they won't say what kind of revolution it was. Near Venezuela's massive coastal refineries, residents forage for firewood and trawl their fishing nets on foot to find food. Their fishing boats are beached without gasoline, and their kitchens have long since run out of cooking gas. Sounds like the revolution didn't really work out all that much. Gasoline shortages in the pandemic have already emptied to Caucasus beaches of tourists. So this is the New York Times. They can report on what's happened, but they can't ultimately tell you why it happened, because it would conflict with the messages being promoted, the narratives being promoted by their party, their partners in politics, the Democrats. What Hugo Chavez did to Venezuela, Joseph Biden's handlers want to do to the United States of America, and that's the reality. 207 says, didn't Chavez's daughter become a billionaire? I think close to it. One of his allies, who used to drive a bus, he was a bus driver like Ralph Cramden, Ralph Cramden. He also became near a billionaire. He bought all this land in Wellington, Florida, the horse country in Palm Beach County, where the Bloombergs have a place, where the Pritzkers from Illinois have a place, all the big horse people. He had a spread as big as theirs, a former bus driver, because he was an ally of Hugo Chavez. And again, the New York Times doesn't want to talk about any of that. I'm surprised someone's going to be fired for even writing the story. 1,563 words, and not one of which was socialist. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of a Howie Carr Show. 561 says, who manages the oil companies in a socialist system? I wonder. Allies of the former paratrooper, Hugo Chavez. Former paratrooper. They make him seem like a decent sort. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We've just been munching on Maria's Ristorante food all day from Portland, and just had a cannoli. Pretty damn good, aren't they, Taylor?
I'm on a diet, so I they look awesome, but I will not be touching.
So you're just sticking with the meatballs.
The meatballs, yeah. That's there's protein in the meatballs.
And the chicken parm is great, too. So we still got a few left. Maria's Ristorante. Go to HowieCarshow.com.
I will say it's been very difficult to resist the temptation.
Yeah, they brought down some maraschino cherry cannolis and some pistachio cannolis. They're both delicious. But anyway, you can get a $50 gift certificate for $25. That's our cheap bastard deal today. HowieCarshow.com, Maria's Ristorante. It's on Congress Street in Portland, Maine. Great place. The oldest Italian restaurant in Portland. A lot of people have been texting and calling about question two. That's the ranked choice voting. It's kind of a stealth campaign that's being run by people who from out of state who want to take over the voting process, make it impossible for Republicans to ever get elected again. And they've got a lot of money, these people. These are some of the deep state types, and they're backed by some of the Republicans, rhinos like Bill Weld and Kerry Murphy Healy and all the rest. And they're flooding your post office boxes. I got one here, important information about ranked choice voting. Well, the important information is to vote no on question two. Vote no on question two. When people are saying, "How well, you got to talk more about this." So we wanted to have Anthony Amore back on. He was a candidate for Secretary of State back in 2018. And he's one of the people that's involved in trying to stop this abortion from getting onto the law books of Massachusetts. It's already in Maine, and it cost the state of Maine a Republican congressman in 2018. It may cost the state a Republican Senator Susan Collins in 2020. Anthony Amore, tell everybody how bad ranked choice voting is.
Hi, Howie. It's worse than they can imagine. Ranked choice voting is a problem everywhere it's been implemented. It's been shown to disenfranchise people. In one example, 10% of votes in a ranked choice voting election in Minneapolis were discounted. 10%, one out of every 10. And the interesting thing, Howie, is when I cite that, people on the other side get mad and demand I tell them my source, and I'm happy to. It's the ACLU. I mean, these are not right-wing groups that are saying this. You know, it's the NAACP of New York State. Jesse Jackson. I mean, these are not racist.
This sounds like people. The voter suppression that they're always complaining about that Republicans are trying to promote, right? This is voter suppression.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's completely suppressing the vote. There are examples where less people come out to vote. And the interesting thing is the pro side will often say that it'll help third-party candidates make gains. In no place has a third-party candidate or a third party made any gains because of ranked choice voting. It's a fallacy. It's stuff that works on paper and in fancy, you know, mathematical algorithms out of MIT. Yeah, they seem nice. They don't work in practice. And this thing is a real problem that we're facing. Howie, I would say, you know, let's be honest, in Massachusetts, it's unlikely that President Trump is going to win the state's electoral votes. The most important vote that people in Massachusetts are going to cast this year is one of the most they'll ever cast, and that is to defeat ranked choice voting.
Yeah, it's a real abortion, and again, in California, it's so bad that the dopey moonbat governors, Jerry Brown and now Gavin Newsom, have both come out against it. Gavin Newsom, the guy who's so dumb that he tells you to put on your mask over your face between bites in a restaurant, even he figured out that this was a disaster. Correct?
Yeah, he saw it up close and personal in San Francisco, where it was an absolute disaster. Jerry Brown called it complexifying because it's so complicated. So many people's votes are discounted, and you know,
one of the things that surveys find is that older voters find it the most challenging. And, you know, why should older voters have the most difficulty? You know, one of the things I've been telling people is since cavemen were holding elections, when they were throwing stones in a pot, the key to fairness in elections is simplicity and understanding, right? One person, one vote. In Massachusetts, when you go to vote, they hand you a ballot and a pen. In Maine, when people went to vote in 2018, Howie, they were handed a 19-page manual about how ranked choice voting works. That's absolutely insane to think this is a good idea, but they're pushing it, and they have a lot of money, like you said, from outside the state. Over 80% comes from outside the state, from people like George Soros' son, Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law, and incredibly, a billionaire Enron executive. These are the
Enron
people who want to change how we do things in Massachusetts.
And you know, I thought one of the life lessons that we all learned is KISS, keep it simple, stupid, right? And they're trying to complicate things. I remember how bad this seemed in Maine in 2018 when I'd been studying ranked choice voting a little bit, and when I saw that Bruce Poliquin, the congressman, the incumbent Republican in the 2nd District, had only, quote-unquote, only won by 2,000 votes on election night, I began to get a sinking feeling, and I thought, uh-oh, I think he may lose this thing. And he did lose it. The Jared Golden, who got 2,000 votes fewer than Bruce Poliquin, is now in the U.S. House of Representatives, and it's going to be difficult to eject. And he's voting with Nancy Pelosi. And he didn't win. He lost. He lost. Under ranked choice voting, he won.
And he only won, quote unquote, because the people who voted for the person that finished absolute last had their votes, their second favorite votes redistributed, and Golden got those. So he didn't get the majority of first place votes. He got less first place votes and a bunch of second place votes, because in the second round, they stop counting once someone gets over 50%. So theoretically, we don't know if they kept counting if Bruce Poliquin would have won, because the system is so bad. You know, the Maine Policy Institute did a study of over 90 elections, and they found that because of the way ranked choice voting works, in 61% of those races, they still didn't get the person with over 50% of the votes, because all the ballots that get thrown out don't go towards the denominator. And if that sounds confusing to your listeners, it should. Why should an election come down to this sort of semantics? It should just be a straight one up or one down, one person, one vote.
Yeah. Somebody said that your listeners should Google a ranked choice ballot from Maine to see what the fuss was about. I did. It's easy to make a mistake and lose the power of your vote. Yeah, and you know, in some of these races too, there's only two people running, so you know, there's no ranked choice voting. But if you're trying to create mischief, you can put a third person into the race. I mean, I thought we were also supposed to say it's bad to try to put a straw into the race to distort how the votes turn out. But basically, ranked choice voting just legitimizes straws and makes it part of the system to elect more liberal lunatics to the legislature or whatever other office they're going after.
Do you? I mean, you were the most prominent voice talking about Tim Cahill back in, what was that, 2012?
2010, I think.
In the gubernatorial.
Yeah.
2010. Yes. Excuse me. In the future, with ranked choice voting, there will be four or five Tim Cahills out there that are just straw men, just pulling votes away from, usually in this state, the Republican, so that we will never see a victory from a Republican again. It's complete rig-worthy system.
Or the Soroses wouldn't be involved in it.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the Soroses too, which of course that's true. Secondly, you know, I was talking to an associate of mine who's working on this campaign against number two, aptly named, and we were talking about, is there any polling? Because the last poll was weeks ago, and it showed we were tied. We know that the pro-ranked choice voting people have polled this. I mean, they have $5 million. But you notice they're not talking about the poll, and that's because people don't like this. So they're bombarding the airwaves with commercials. We're doing a grassroots campaign. We only have thousands of dollars. but we're working really hard to get the word out on shows like yours and the newspapers and such. And we're winning the arguments. It's just a matter of if we can get our word out there.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't even know how it works. 617 just texted me and says, ask him if you can choose the same candidate in every choice, first, second, or third. I don't think you could do that, though, can you, Anthony?
No, and what happens if you do, your ballot gets thrown out. You didn't vote. And in terms of how this thing works, Howie, let's suppose you have an election with six people, which is very possible in the ranked choice voting. In the top two vote getters don't get 50%, but both of them get close. What they do is they take the person who finished last, the least palatable candidate, hypothetically, let's say a Dr. Shiva, and that person gets knocked off. The people who voted for the Dr. Shiva figure, their second favorite person will get Shiva's votes, which is crazy because you're saying that the least palatable person, his voters get two swings at the plate. If the election ends there, only those people got to vote twice.
They get to vote twice. We voted for Kevin O'Connor. We get to vote once. But if you voted for Shiva, you get to vote twice. And these are names we're throwing out. But it's ridiculous.
Hypothetically, honestly. It's ridiculous. And Howie, if people say, well, you don't have to rank, you can go in and vote for just one person. In any campaign, let's suppose it's the five or six people scenario. If you only voted for one person and it goes to a second round, you're out. It's as if you never voted if your candidate's not one of the top two. It's called an exhausted ballot. You're out as if you never cast a vote.
Texting me, Anthony, and they're saying, I still don't understand how it works. I don't understand how it works either. And I've been doing this now for 2 years between Maine and Massachusetts. That's all you need to know, isn't it, Anthony? You can't explain how it works. Nobody knows how it works, right?
I've spent a hell of a lot of time in this, Howie. It's incredibly complicated. I understand how it works. I'm going to tell you, it's worse than your listeners think. You're better off not understanding because it's really ugly.
Okay, how do people, if people want to find out about this and get information and get it to their friends and relatives who might be fooled by this major campaign, $5 million, where do they go to get the real story on ranked choice voting?
I would direct them to our website, which is rankedchoiceisnochoice.com. RankedChoiceIsNoChoice.com. They can go to our Twitter account, which is under the same name. They can follow me on Twitter, Anthony Amamore, and they will see me railing against this daily. And these are the places they can get information. I wouldn't invest too much time trying to figure the thing out because why should you have to do that much work to vote?
Right. All you need to know is that the Republican incumbent in the 2nd Congressional District in Maine got 2,000 more votes than the Democrats, and a week later was counted out as a loser.
He lost.
That's all you
Incredible.
Need to know.
And thank you. Bruce is working hard on our side trying to get that horrible story out to the people. And I think it's resonating, Howie. People understand, your listeners understand, that this is a bad system for Massachusetts.
Okay. We'll have you on again before the election, Anthony. This is really terrible. I mean, then you get the millionaires tax on the horizon 2022. I mean, they're trying to make sure that nobody who ever works for a living, nobody who ever wants to help out taxpayers has a chance of winning elections and turning the state around. Thanks, Anthony Amore from the campaign against question two. Vote no on question two. Vote no. All right. You're still spending a lot of time cooped up, aren't you, with people that you may not share the same tastes in music or podcasts. You know what you need? You know what they need? You need a good pair of earbuds so you don't bother them and they don't bother you with their music or your music or podcasts. You need a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get those premium wireless earbuds at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems that always distract you when you see them on TV. when somebody is doing a live shot and you see those crazy wires coming out of their ears. It looks bad. You don't want that. I got a pair in the spring. I liked them so much, I gave a pair to Grace for her birthday. She liked them so much, she gave a pair to her father for his birthday. Now everybody in her family has them. Everybody at the Howie Carr Show has Raycon wireless earbuds. They're the best. The company was founded by Ray J, and celebrities from Snoop Dogg, Mike Tyson, to J.R. Smith are obsessed with their products now, and so are we. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Here's a great way to describe it from 978. Rank choice is simple. You count until the progressive wins. Exactly. That's the best way to describe it I've heard of yet. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 339. I got a mailer on ranked choice voting saying both Democrats and Republicans support this and asking me to vote yes. I got it in my hand. I'm holding it up. I keep it here so I can respond when I get texts like this. Ranked choice voting is supported by Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. You know who the Republicans are? Former Governor Bill Weld, former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Murphy Healy. Okay? The Democrats are the fake Indian, Ed Markey, Mara Holdit Healy, Ayanna Pressley, Seth Moulton. You think these people are on your side? Catherine Clark, Lori Trahan, Jim McGovern, 87 members of the Democrat members of the state legislature. Green Rainbow Party of Massachusetts. Yeah, right. They're not on your side. They're not on your side. Vote no on two. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
How's it going, Howie?
Good.
I wanted to say, I seen Pelosi today was, she wants to start a commission for the 25th Amendment.
Right. She has no...
To remove the president.
I know. The 25th Amendment is for cabinet officials, Kevin. And we were talking about this with Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona earlier. What the hell is she talking about?
I don't know, but if she wants to start talking about amendments, there's plenty of them in there that she's violated, and Joe Biden, as far as taking bribes, taking payments from foreign powers. I mean, if she wants to talk about amendments, we should.
Yeah, well, let's play this cut 33. That's my favorite cut of the day, I think. This is Nancy Pelosi talking about Trump's behavior. Go ahead.
What do you think is causing this erratic behavior? What's your explanation?
Well, I think it's true to form. I think that the president has always had erratic behavior. Right now, it's very, very dangerous.
Erratic behavior. It's always very, very dangerous, as she said. Check out the cheap bastard deal of the day, Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. It's a great offer of $50 gift certificates for $25. Great Italian food, great chicken parm, great meatballs, great cannoli. Delish, delish. And tomorrow, there'll be a virtual rally at noon on the Rush Limbaugh Show with President Donald J. Trump. WRKO in Boston will be carrying the Rush Limbaugh Show tomorrow. You can tune in. And then you can tune in to my show. I'm Howie Carr.